Bite.
I'm really fond of radio history, and one of my favourite radio anecdotes relates to a weather forecast, which was reported in this way. We are unable to bring you the weather forecast for today. We rely on the airport to provide the weather information, which is closed because of the weather. Whether we are able to bring you the weather tomorrow will depend on the weather. Lots of people like to know what the temperature is going to be, not only for the current day, but perhaps for the week ahead. That's what the weather app in Leesy Search can do. We'll launch it now by pressing the Leesy key, then Control-Shift-S, as we did in the previous Leesy Byte.
Leesy. Leesy Search Dialog. List 1. List View. Google 1 of 20.
Because I can use first letter navigation in Leesy Search to find the tool I need, I can press the letter W for weather.
Weather.
We then press Enter.
Get weather report dialog. Please type a postal code, zip code, city name or town name, then press Enter. For recent searches, type recent edit.
As prompted, you can search by typing a city or town name, postal or zip code. Again, we have a list of recent searches in the event that you've obtained the weather from several locations in the past. I'll type Dublin into the edit field and press Enter.
D-U-B-L-I-N. Enter. Please wait. Ready.
We're told that the results are ready, and, as you heard, it took very little time. Let's now read some of the results.
Location is Dublin. Region is Dublin. Country is Ireland. Local date and time, 2 July 2017, 16:16. The temperature is 18.0°C, which is 64.4°F. Current weather summary, partly cloudy. Wind MPH is 13.6. Wind KPH is 22.0. Humidity is 64. Feels like 18.0°C, which is 64.4°F. The maximum temperature so far is 18.4°C, which is 65.1°F. The minimum temperature so far is 11.6°C, which is 52.9°F. The forecast is overcast. Blank. Sunrise, 5.02 a.m. Sunset, 9.56 p.m. Moonrise, 3.12 p.m. Moonset, 1.46 a.m. Blank. Weather summary for 3 July 2017. The maximum temperature will be 16.8°C, which is 62.2°F. The minimum temperature will be 10.4°C, which is 50.7°F. The forecast for this day is light rain shower.
You receive similar text summaries for the rest of the week. We could press Escape to exit this screen, but I'd like to show you a few other options. There are two links at the bottom of the screen.
Link search for a place name.
And
link configure weather information.
To follow our example, there may be different districts of Dublin that you might want to get a weather forecast for, but you just don't know what is available in Leesy Search. Let's try that now. I'll press enter on the appropriate link.
Link search for a place name. Search for a place name dialog. Please type the first few letters of the place name which you wish to search for, then press enter edit.
I'll type D-U-B-L this time and press enter.
Dub N. Place name results menu dialog. List 1 list view. Bailith Auchlyath, Dublin, Ireland. 1 of 9. Dublin, Dublin, Ireland. Ranelagh, Dublin, Ireland. Ballsbridge, Dublin, Ireland. Kilmainham, Dublin, Ireland.
Now, let's say we want that particular one. We'll press Enter.
Enter, please wait, ready.
And now we should be able to read the results.
Location is Kilmainham. Region is Dublin. Country is Ireland. Local date and time, 2 July 2017, 16:25.
And you can go on to read the rest of that. Note also that it's giving the local time for the area. So if you were not interested in the weather forecast particularly, but you wanted to know what the local time was, then you could just use it for that. The other link, Configure the Weather, allows you to have a lot of control over the output of the forecast. For example, you can select whether you wish to have Celsius, Fahrenheit, or both as reported temperatures. You can choose the wind speed to be shown in miles per hour, kilometers per hour, and so on. I'll press Escape at this point to exit the weather.
Escape.
Some Leesy searches require you to interact with a series of screens to give Leesy the information that she needs in order to do a thorough search. The Ultimate Music Database searches are a case in point. We have two such search tools. In the first, you can enter details of a song or album you want to know more about, or alternatively, a group or artist name to get their entire discography. In the second, If you're interested in a specific music chart, you can search for that too. Maybe you want to know the song that was at the top of the charts when you were born. We'll now go back into Lisi Search and select the first of these items.
Lisi. Lisi Search Dialog. List 1 List View. Google 1 of 20.
Within Lisi Search, I can type letter U to move to the Ultimate Music Database and press Enter.
Ultimate Music Database. Enter. Search Ultimate Music Database dialog. Please type what you would like to search for, such as an artist name or song title, then press Enter. For recent searches, type Recent Edit.
The first field prompts you for the details of the search. I will search for the song Everlasting Love.
Everlasting Love.
Press Enter to move to the next screen.
Enter. Single album or artist search dialog. List 1 List View. Singles 1 of 3.
Lisi wants to know whether this is an album or single that you'd like to search for. Alternatively, it could be an artist or group. It's just one song, so we can press Enter. If an album or artist search is required, just select the relevant option by pressing down arrow until you reach it, then press Enter.
Enter. Please wait. Personalized settings for this site.
After a short pause, we're focused on the results. Because these results are in a table, we'll use the JAWS table navigation keys to move through the columns and rows. These are Alt-Control, up, down, left, and right arrows. Pressing Alt-Control down arrow, for example, should move us to the row that we want.
Everlasting Love Link Robert Knight, row 2.
Let's do that again.
Everlasting Love Link Rex Smith and Rachel Sweet.
That's my favorite version of the song. So we're going to find out about that by pressing Alt Control Right Arrow.
Release date 6/1981, column 2.
So it was released in June of 1981.
Label Columbia, column 3.
It was on Columbia.
UK 16, column 4.
It reached number 16 in the UK.
USA 32, column 5.
It didn't do so well in the US. It got to number 32. Pressing Alt-Control-Right arrow not only reads the information in the table cell, but JAWS has been instructed to read the column header as well, as you heard, so that the table makes sense to us. Having retrieved our information, I will press Alt-F4 to exit this screen. Finally for today, I want to find a good book to read, so we'll use the Audible search tool.
Lisi. Lisi Search Dialog. List 1 List View. Google 1 of 20.
Having launched Lisi Search, I'll press the letter A to reach Audible.
A. Amazon. A. Audible.
I could, of course, press down arrow if I choose to. I'll press Enter now.
Enter. Search for a book with Audible dialog. Please type the book author or title you would like to search for on Audible, then press Enter. For recent searches, type Recent Edit.
As with the previous tools, I type in my search criteria and press Enter. I'll type the author name, Jilly Cooper.
Jilly Cooper.
Lisi knows the country in which I live, so she'll take me to the correct page on the Audible website so that I can purchase my book.
Enter. Please wait. Audiobooks matching keywords jillycooperaudible.co.uk.
After a short pause, I have the results available. There's a particular reason why I'm demonstrating the Audible search. Each time I press the letter G, I can move forward through the results, if I do not wish to continually press down arrow.
Writers Jilly Cooper Link Graphic. Mount Jilly Cooper Link Graphic.
When a book of interest is reached, a person who did not have Lisi installed would need to press Enter to open a page, and, when it had loaded, locate the book synopsis. We can just press the Lisi key, then Alt-Control S, thereby not disturbing our position in the search results.
Lisi, please wait. And Jilly Cooper's latest raciest novel, Rupert Campbell Black, takes center stage in the cutthroat world of flat racing. Rupert is consumed by one obsession, that love rat, his adored gray horse, the proclaimed champion stallion. He longs to trounce Roberto's Revenge, the stallion owned by his detested rival, Cosimo Ranaldini, which means abandoning his racing empire at Penscombe and his darling wife, Taggy, and chasing winners in the richest races worldwide.
The summary is available to us, which we can read with the arrow keys.
But damaged by alcoholism and a vile wife, when Gala, a grieving but ravishing Zimbabwean widow, moves to Penscombe as carer for Rupert's wayward father.
To dismiss the summary, press Escape, whereupon you can return to the list of results.
Escape. Link Graphic Mount. Jilly Cooper.
As I said before, Lisi is smart as she can even search iTunes. And that's the subject of Lisi Byte number 6.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/LisiBytes.